Hello, my name's Claire and welcome to the Loud and Clear Accounting Podcast. This is the accountancy podcast where I answer accountancy-based questions. Now, in this series, we're going through questions around VAT. So I've already talked about what VAT is and when you need to register and how you need to register. And in today's episode, I'm going to be answering the question of what happens if you need to make a sale, knowing that you are now a VAT registered business, but you haven't received your VAT number yet. Now, as always, before I answer the question, I need to do my two quick disclosures. So the first is that I'm a UK-based accountant, so I'm going to be giving advice to UK-based businesses. And the second is that because I record this podcast sitting by myself in my office, I'm going to have to generalize my advice. And in order to keep the podcast episodes as short as I can, there are times where I'm going to have to simplify things as well. So that's the quick disclosures out of the way. So let's get on with answering the question. What do you need to do if you need to raise a sale, but you haven't received your VAT number yet? Now, there's going to be sort of two instances where this situation is going to arise. So the first is that you're backdating your VAT registration. So that could be that you've realized when you're doing the annual accounts that you went over the threshold a couple of months ago. It could be that, you know, maybe you've done your bookkeeping a little bit more longer after the month end than normal, and you realize that you went over a couple of weeks ago. So there's that situation. And the other one, which is becoming increasingly common, is that you've registered on time, but HMRC are taking a little while to process your VAT application. So that registration date has passed, but you haven't received the letter with your number on. Now, whatever situation you're in, obviously you're running a business, you need to be raising sales. So what do you do? The first thing is to recognize that because you don't have that VAT number, you cannot show VAT on your invoice yet. You can only show that once you've got the number. Now, you've probably made the decision of, are you going to be absorbing VAT into your fees or are you going to be adding them on? So let's just say you've got a service that you charge £100 for. If you've decided to absorb the VAT, then you've decided you're going to continue to invoice your clients for £100. But now you're only going to be taking about £83.33 from that. The rest is going to be VAT that you pay with HMRC. So you're going to be actually earning a little bit less on the sale, but your clients and your customers are going to be paying the same amount. And the second situation is you've decided to add the VAT on. So your sale has now become sort of effectively £100 plus VAT. So your clients and your customers are going to be paying £120. Now, as I said, if you haven't got your VAT number, you're not able to show VAT on your invoice. So in both instances, you will need to add on your invoice just a quick line saying VAT number pending. If you're absorbing the VAT, everything else stays the same. You're just telling your customers, I am now VAT registered. You know, there is VAT now included. If you're going to be adding VAT on, it's important you start raising the invoices for the amount that you want your clients to pay. So you're now going to be raising that invoice for £120 because we want your client to be paying that full amount. Then what will happen is once you get your VAT number come through, if any of your clients are going to be reclaiming the VAT, and if they've asked you to, you would then reissue that invoice with that VAT line showing. So everything about the invoice can stay the same. So it can be the same number. It can be the same invoice. You don't need to raise a new one. You will then just be reissuing it. This time, instead of saying VAT number pending, it will have your VAT number. And then it will have, you know, £100, about £20 in the VAT line, and then the 120. Or if you've been absorbing the VAT, the £83, and then sort of the 17, and then the 100. And that's also important to do because if your client's going to be reclaiming the VAT, they need an official VAT invoice. So it can be sort of a little bit of a faff. If if you're able to, you may even want to sort of hold off raising the invoices until you get that number. But that is the workaround. It's just to raise invoices, but it needs to clearly state VAT number pending, and then you reissue them once you get the number. Now, obviously, if you've got an online store or if you work sort of B2C, people aren't going to be reclaiming the VAT and stuff. you're not going to be sort of reissuing the invoices. It's probably more if you're going to be working B2B. So that's sort of the workaround that you need to do in that sort of hopefully short period of time when you know that you're VAT registered, but you don't have that number. I hope that helps. And I will see you next week. We'll be answering more VAT questions.